This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was a day when all we expected out of our supercomputers was answers to our questions. Lightning fast calculations, complicated simulations, and winning Jeopardy in its spare time, of course. Watson famously did that, and now the people at IBM's Computational Creativity Project have taught him how to cook, to use all the trillions of ingredients available out there and design dishes that you would never have thought of, like a Bengali butternut barbecue sauce. Seriously. Florian Pinnell is the head engineer at the Creativity Project and, as it happens, a trained chef. It's good to have you with us.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. I will tell you, I am holding a jar of your Bengali butternut barbecue sauce. Had some last night with dinner.
Oh, what do you think about it?
Well, so honestly, I wasn't wild about it, but I have a 13-year-old who really liked it, so, you know, so that's good. But it was interesting because this is computer-designed food, basically, right?
That's right.
Explain to me how it works.
So we created this tool that we call Cognitive Cooking that helps people be creative and create new recipes that have never been tried before. Basically, you enter a base ingredient, and then the system suggests a number of cuisines, a number of dishes, and users eventually choose one of each, and we come back with recipe suggestions. We look at the trillions or quadrillions of possible combinations of ingredients, and we pick the ones that pair well with your inputs.
Well, I'll tell you what. So you look at the ingredients on the back of the Bengali butternut barbecue sauce, which... I didn't love it, but it wasn't terrible. Anyway, so this is a barbecue sauce, and the first ingredient is white wine. The second ingredient is butternut squash. I would submit that most barbecue sauces you get are going to have, like, molasses and sugar and water right up there at the top. So it's an interesting formulation, I guess.
So I think we had that idea to create a barbecue sauce for our event at South by Southwest.
Yeah.
And the system came back with a few suggestions. It said, you could try to put butternut squash in your barbecue sauce. And that sounded interesting.
It did not know you were in Texas, because any Texan would say you can't put butternut squash in a barbecue.
Well, the idea is to create something that's surprising, something that's never been seen before. So butternut squash sounded like a good candidate. And then the system told us that butternut squash is used in Bengali cuisine. So that's how it all started.
All right. Well, I get the Bengali now because I was a little confused by that. This enterprise of cognitive cooking is IBM's attempt to get creative, to show computer creativity. Why did you, though, pick the cooking part of this?
I think most people cook in their comfort zone, and they always cook the same things, always the same pairings of ingredients. And the computer doesn't have that bias. So it comes up with combinations that do work because we use a number of theories that tell us that they are likely to work together, but that you wouldn't think of.
What's the best thing you've seen Watson spit out, and then what's your least favorite thing?
Maybe one of the best things was a bacon and porcini pudding. It's both sweet and savory.
Mm, okay.
And, I mean, that's something I would have never thought of. But you have that custard that's made with infused bacon and porcini mushrooms. And then you have a kind of cake that's crumbled off top. You have raisins, honey. It really goes well together, and it's really surprising. Also, I think that's interesting is that with this system, you never have to try the same thing twice anymore. You could eat something different every day of your life.
Now that you've got proof of concept, right? I mean, it works, and even though I didn't love it, you have a marketable barbecue sauce here.
Mm-hmm.
Now what do you do? I mean, why? What's the higher purpose here?
What we're trying to do with Watson is try to understand what people expect from cognitive computing and, in our case, cognitive cooking. How can Watson help them make decisions, be more creative, answer questions?
You could spin this out, right? And it's not just cooking. We could take it to a radio program, and we could walk in the morning and say, listen, we've got a 17-minute news hole, and we have reporters in Beijing, Kuala Lumpur, and London. What should we do?
Yeah, why not? I mean, it could come up with a compelling program that combines little subjects from various points of the globe.
Let's hope so. Florian Pinnell is the lead engineer at IBM Watson, their cognitive cooking project, from whence came today's main dish, I guess, Bengali butternut barbecue sauce. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.